Inside Mac.
Welcome to the Inside Mac radio program. This is the only place on this planet where you can find everything about the Macintosh. You're here with Scott Shepard, Brad Wright, and actually little Sammy Levin came into the studio in the first time
in
decades.
He's live. He's live.
Wow.
He's live, but he doesn't have a mic yet. Where's his mic?
I think his mic's on.
I think he's, I can barely hear
his mic is on.
His mic is on. Well, okay.
Oh, no, we got a small technical difficulty, but please stay with us until the ride is over. Hey, so Sam Levin's with us. Brad,
yeah.
How
are you? Hey, doing great, man.
We got a pretty fun line, rundown today on the show.
Yeah, this is a cool show. We got Extreme Mac coming on.
We got Gary Bart, the CEO of Extreme Mac, coming on. Of course, we have Philip Hodges doing the digital production buzz. Andy Shallet with his graphic design tip of the week. Sammy's here doing
cool Mac picks.
Cool tech picks.
Sam Live.
We have Andy Crozer on, technology instructor for a school in Iowa where they use iPods for special education.
Yeah, you know, I was checking out their little video clip. That was cool. That's really cool because, I mean, there was like an epidemic in autism and we don't know what's going on in this country, but it's very nice that they're doing something.
It's all the bovine in the milk, I'm telling you.
Oh, who knows? Is there something in there? But we'll finally find out later when all the lawsuits come in.
No, I think there's a link between PC usage and Vista, and that's part of the problem.
Blame it on Redmond, who cares?
The Vista screen.
It's all their fault, yeah.
We're going to have Jay Nelson on. Jay Nelson is the editor-in-chief of Design Tools Monthly. We're going to talk about, he's got a Quark collaboration tip for us. And then later on after that, we're going to have Shelley Hall from Quark talking about Quark's brand new interactive designer.
That is pretty cool. I'm waiting to hear more about this. This is really cool, yeah.
You know what's nice about Quark, guys, is that they've completely gone about face on a lot of stuff, especially their marketing.
Yeah.
They've really changed their marketing, I mean, in a really nice way.
In a good way. They've been more responsive. Before they were just
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
I guess they probably figured that if they didn't get their stuff together.
It was bye-bye.
Someone else would take over. But
well, I mean, they've already grabbed their market share, I think. I mean, I think if we really look at it for real, that Adobe's already put a stake in their heart.
But Quark usage is huge, though.
Quark usage is huge.
Now, they're huge
newspapers, Monster Publishing, R.R. Donnelly, and those kind of cats.
Professionals use them quite a bit.
There's no doubt that InDesign, dude, has put the hurt on them cats.
Yes, yeah. But, hey, that's good because it's better for us, you know?
That's right.
They're hurt, our gain.
Competition is good.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, and also, so that's on the show. Also, I want to mention really quick that Rob Schraub, if you are a fan of Rob Schraub, he is having a DVD sale. You can get normally two of his DVDs, Twiggers Holiday and Ringwald and Molly, for $32. So go help him out. Go buy their DVDs. Normally that would be $40, but it's a sale before Christmas. Go get them if you're a fan. If you love. ROBSCHRAB.com. So okay. Rob Schraub, and that's spelled with a C, SCHRAB. So
yeah, that's
my
cool
little plug
stuff.
For Rob, and Rob is a great guy. And these guys, little filmmakers, are not very rich, but they do good stuff. And so help them out. Go buy their stuff. You know?
Yeah, that's cool.
Especially if you want Heat Vision and Jack made into a movie.
Yeah, the Heat Vision deal is cool. Hey, and also the Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by Micromat, DVD, XDV, MCE Technologies, Firm Tech, and our media partners of Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine, American Photo.
Yeah.
Printing for Less.
Yes.
And Creator Pro.
Yeah.
The Digital Production Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Update.
Yes.
Cool stuff. Check it all out over at InsideMacRadio.com. So, Sam, you got some stuff here from Keyspan that you brought in to talk about.
This ships, I believe, it's Monday. If it's not Monday, it's a couple days later. Scott's one of the first of 40. Scott, you're part of the Business Week crowd. There's only a select amount that got these sent to them. First ones off the bat, TuneView for iPod. This is a two-way RF remote. So you know about RF remotes, infrared remotes. Keyspan's been one of the leaders with RF remote technologies. They started this with a digital media remote, and that wasn't RF. This is a true RF two-way. So basically, anything you see on the iPod, you can do on this remote. We'll get into it later.
That is cool. Very cool stuff. You are listening to Inside Mac Radio Worldwide. Everywhere you want to listen to. KNTS San Francisco, The Edge 1550 in Pittsburgh, whatever. Check it out, iTunes.com. You're with Scott Shepard, Brad Wright, and actually little Sammy Levin's with us today. So,
we got Sam.
I'm little.
Yeah, next up.
He's huge, man.
Andy Shallet will be right back.
Giant.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD-XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD-XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com. Macintosh for the new millennium.
This
is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac. Inside Mac.
Welcome back to Inside Mac Radio. This part of Inside Mac Radio is brought to you by Micromat, makers of TechTool Pro for the PIRD disk and system utility for Mac OS X. You can check them out over at micromat.com. Everything's now universal binary, so check those guys
go
out right
protege.
Now.
Go get a protege.
We have Philip Hodges, the digital production buzzmeister. Hello, Philip. How you doing?
Happy Saturday, Scott.
It is a beautiful Saturday. How's things there in beautiful Burbank?
Oh, they are gorgeous.
It's like about 70 degrees down there, isn't it? It's like it's really warm right now.
It's very pleasant.
Yeah, it's very
nice. Is it not that pleasant up in San Francisco?
Oh, it's like
30.
30, yeah.
That was 32 this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be nice if it was Celsius.
Yeah, send some warm weather up your way. Just, you know, hold the phone up outside and just send it all the way down the phone line.
Oh, there you go. I'll send some warm weather your way. What did Mark Twain said about the coldest summer he ever had was winter?
Winter he ever had was the summer in San Francisco. I love that line.
So it hasn't been a completely newsless week. I mean, Matrox, who've created these very interesting dual head-to-go and triple head-to-go tools, have now released them for the Macintosh with caveats.
So what's up with this whole Matrox dual head and triple head to go? What is this?
These are a little box that you plug into your existing monitor port, and it divides it up into two or three additional monitors.
Now, is this that same product where it will basically turn the output from your DVI port into interlaced video so you can watch it in like 60 field?
Is this the one we saw at the Michael Horton meeting that didn't work?
No, that would have been the Matrox MXO, which was released first on the Mac. Now the MXO provides HD SDI outputs. It converts video into the computer screen into actual video output. It does some nice de-interlacing, scaling, and everything onto the computer screen as well. But this is a different product range. This is just out of their graphics card division. And they're a palm-sized box that just extends the number of monitors. So you've got our MacBook Pros, we could put a dual head or a triple head to go and give us three extra monitors additional to the one.
Now, is this means there's like three different displays. Maybe, I mean, does it have extra VRAM in this box, or does it just duplicate the existing display?
It uses the existing display, which is why the triple head will only work on the MacBook Pro and the Mac Pro. The dual head will work on any of the Intel Macs.
So does it actually give you the use in the Macintosh, it shows up as two or three monitors, or does it just replicate the display over and over?
So it doesn't replicate. This isn't a repeater. This actually gives you a separate, larger desktop.
It's an expanded
across.
Extension. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Now, will this work with a 30-inch? You know, is this dual?
The maximum monitor of the triple head would be, because it basically fools the computer into thinking it's got one monitor, but splits it internally into three. So it makes it up to 3840 by 1240, respectively.
I don't know
what that is,
but it's big.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty nice. I mean, I that's probably more money than I could ever afford in my lifetime buying that many monitors.
The dual head to go is only $169. The triple head is $299. The monitors are going to cost you the money.
Yeah, the monitors are going to kill you.
Yeah, but you can get some pretty high quality monitors with good resolution for under $300.
Yeah, prices are definitely dropping. That's no doubt about it.
Tell us about Blackmagic. They've lowered some prices to compete with our friends over at AJA. So Grant, those guys are at a war still.
Don't you love competition?
Yeah.
Blackmagic Design have had their HD Link out for about 2 years, and it's been sitting there at $695 since it was released. Converts an HD SDI signal, converts a DVI signal into an HD SDI signal, so you can monitor on one of those big 30-inch screens. Well, a couple of weeks ago, AJA announced the H15 HD SDI to HDMI converter. And so Blackmagic Design, that was only at $490 from AJA, so Blackmagic Design have dropped the HD Link to $445. And since it supports both HDMI and DVI, it's probably the better value.
Oh, so the war continues. I want them to get a cheaper component adapter. I just bought the AGA component, you know, HDSDI to component, and it cost me, more than I even want to even think about. It was
how
painful.
Much?
It was like $1,500. I had something. There's the list on it. It's like, oh, ouch, ow. Plus the, I mean, it's worth it because, you know, I can run a long distance. Basically, I can run, you know, my computer can be in the next state and I can run HDSDI all the way over into anywhere I want to go and break it out to component video. If anybody understands that.
Yeah. 2 years after Bluefish 444 and Digital Voodoo announced they were no longer working on the Mac, they've announced another two cards for release next year. So if you're looking for an alternative to the excellent offerings from AJA and Blackmagic, you can go to Bluefish 444 and pay a little bit more for the same features.
Oh, how good. What a waste of time that is.
Okay. I always like to pay more and get less. Isn't that cool?
Right. I'm going to go over to Blue Chicken and get hosed right on.
And, of course, I wanted to go back to Final Cut Pro 5.1.2 because Conduit 1.5 has been released this week, and that now works with Final Cut Pro 5.1.2, which means that you can do nodal compositing, shake-style nodal compositing inside Final Cut Pro without leaving the application.
Wait, isn't this Alex Lindsay's company?
This is right. Yes,
okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're listening to Inside Mac Radio. We're here with Philip Hodges talking about all the post-production news of the week.
Well, the other thing is that I've talked a little bit about people snuck so much into this 5.1.2 release, and they've added even more. I mean, this should really have been so close to a 5.5 release. I don't know what's understanding, because, you know, as well as all of the extra formats, the real-time scopes, all of those things, the 24p, 24f support, FX plug support, gamma control for imported graphics, metadata preservation, improvements in a whole range of things. This is a .dot release. This is something you'd normally expect to only be a bug fix. Well, I found out during the week that they also released Final Cut Pro XML version 3, something that's usually waited for a full release, that they've implemented Apple event commands to communicate with and control Final Cut Pro, and a means for Final Cut Pro to read QuickTime metadata to identify and process movie files.
Does this just make it entirely pointless to ever have an Avid system? I mean, I think it kind of does, doesn't it?
It certainly highlights the difference between an open system where XML can let you expand and extend Final Cut and makes Final Cut more open. This, I have no idea what this will do, but they've created a test piece of software called Movie Assembler. And you can find that in the developer.apple.com sample code area. And what this will do is it watches a folder, and you drop in your movies as they're completed into the folder, as they're captured or as they're rendered or whatever. You have metadata in the movie, in the comments and about fields, that tells it which Final Cut Pro sequence it should be edited into and at what time in the sequence it should be edited.
Yeah, so it's a very simple way of controlling Final Cut versus having to do it through all kinds of XML coding and
It's just an automated editing function.
Yeah, that's really quite cool.
And if you check out the feed at Creative Planets at digitalproductionbuzz.com or on OS10FAQ, you'll also find that Panasonic have re-announced the HPX 2000 and have said that the HPM 100 P2 mobile recorder is now shipping.
Philip, how do we get more information on your excellent radio show that's Thursday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. on the web at digitalproductionbuzz.com?
That's exactly how you do it. Go to digitalproductionbuzz.com. Join us live 6 to 7 p.m. on Thursday night.
Philip, thank you so much for joining us today. There you go. Philip Hodges, the Digital Production Buzzmeister. Like he said, you can go check it out at digitalproductionbuzz.com. Thursday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. Check it out. You're listening to Inside Mac. Next up, Andy Shallet, Mac Tip of the Week.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by DVD-XDV, the coolest software. If you've created a content, you've created a movie on, you know, an iMovie or iPhoto.
iDVD or
you
know, some
anything you've made that you put onto
DVD.
To a DVD. And now you need to pull it back off because your, you know, something happened to your hard drive, or you lost it,
or
your dog ate it,
yeah.
or your old lady found it, or whatever, man. Okay, and you want to pull the stuff back off now, and you know, use it in another app and extract this information. What you need is DVD-XDV. This thing just does is great. It does deinterlaces the video, all kinds of cool things. They got a brand new website, so go check them out over at DVD-XDV.com. Right now we're here with Andy Shallet. Andy is the author of the Mac Out of the Box Design Tip Book that tells you all the cool things you can do about your Macintosh with all the graphic software that comes with the Macintosh built in. Andy, how you doing?
Great.
Hello, now, Andy. How are you?
Okay, well, let's start that again. You know, next time I write my next book for you, Scott, I'm just going to make it a very simple title so you just don't stumble over it every time.
Oh, I hack it every time, man.
Anyway, you know, it's
but I saw it in the store the other day again, so it's still on the shelves.
It's still on the shelf. You can still get it, and it's still valid. I still hear people calling me, telling me that, you know, these certain things that even though it may be specific to last version of software, it's still valid because there are principles in there that I give you that you can use for any Mac that you have in OS X.
Exactly. It's just our publishing partners didn't do it. You know, they just...
is that like, you know, cesspit?
Well, it's okay. You know, we're still friends. We're still friends. And, and I'm sure I'll see them when I'm at Macworld Expo.
Yay.
And I'll give you my best. Give them my best.
Right.
So, but it's getting near the end of the year, and I was thinking about backup and how at the end of the year I assess all the things I've done over the year and how I catalog things. I don't know about you guys, but because I have a lot of different projects over the year and I have a lot of clients, I have to, when I do backups, I do it chronologically. So I just make a folder, I call it Work December or Work November, whatever it is, and I throw all those things in, and I throw them onto a DVD, or years back, I used to burn them to CDs. And in order for me to access those archives, I need to know what's on them, right? I've had clients call me recently asking for files that I did in 1996, and I have to know how to get to them. And I've been using this stalwart little shareware program since around since the last century, let's put it that way.
Wow, what is it?
It's called
when was the last century?
Disk Catalog Maker. And it's a very simple little thing. It's been around. I used it when I was in version in OS 8, I believe, and OS 9. It still has a compatibility with them, if anybody's even using those things. But what it allows you to do is, it's just a very simple app that catalogs disks. So if you have a backlog of, you know, 100 disks or whatever, you hire some student or something to throw them into your computer, catalog them, it scans the disk, and it gives you a complete directory of each disk that you have. And then you keep that directory, you know, the disks go archived in a safe somewhere. And when you need them, you open up this application, you do a search, very...
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, I think we lost him.
Blame it on the sale company. You know what it is? Andy's using Vonage. 1-800 don't use Vonage.com.
He was just getting to the most important part.
And I was just going to...
And we were just...
I was going to get into it.
I was like... Tell
it's
us
not
the
system,
answer.
No, it's not System 10.
But you'll have to come back next week and find out what the answer is.
His product I used with System 8 and 9. I used it to catalog CDs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It definitely, it was a great utility.
Well, that's this whole thing. I mean, it's like, you know, if you're going to get, I mean, there's so much data now. It's like you just have to have ways of like getting access to stuff very, very quickly. Figure out what disk it's on.
No,
figure out where to get it.
He's doing selective backup. I use the CMS product. CMS has a backup utility.
Andy, you're back.
Yeah,
back.
Here.
Okay,
you got 30 seconds to tell us where to get this at, brother.
Okay, well, very simple. Look on Apple's site, and they have it on their, if you go under Mac OS X tab on the right,
yep.
And you look under downloads, do a search there under System Disk Utilities. Do a search for Disk Catalog Maker. Cool. Great little app. I highly recommend it.
Andy, thank you so much, and get that Vons tuned up there, brother.
Yeah, let's...
nice.
That's your chief takeaway. Get your cataloger.
And get a landline.
There you go, Andy Shallot. You can check it out at shallot.com. We'll be right back with Sam's Cool Mac Picks.
This is Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis. If you need troubleshooting, training, advice, or technical support for your Mac, we can help. We can resolve most Mac problems quickly, painlessly, and inexpensively, and we guarantee it. Plus, our cool internet-enabled remote control software lets us work with you no matter where in the world you happen to be. For more info or to schedule an appointment, visit www.boblevitis.com or give us a call at 408-627-7577.
Informal.
Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on.
Welcome back to Inside Mac Radio. This part of Inside Mac Radio is brought to you by MC Technologies. You want to get a brand new MacBook, MacBook Pro, an iPod, an upgrade for your old G3, G4, G5. These cats got all kinds of stuff. They even got a thing called an OptiBay that actually lets you put a hard drive in the place of where your optical drive used to be in your PowerBook or your MacBook Pro. So you can check them out. They got some cool stuff over at MCE Tech. That's MCETechnologies.com. Go give Arnie a call, and he'll hook you up. Right now, we got Sam Levin here. Sam is the Sam's got a deal that's called Cool Mac Pick. Sammy, what's up?
Well, we got a new remote in town. I think I was mentioning it earlier in the show, from Keyspan. Keyspan's known to do really cool remotes. This is an RF remote called the TuneView. TuneView for iPod. This is a two-way remote. That means whatever is on your remote is displaying on your iPod.
Yeah.
So basically, your playlist, your sounds,
this
volume.
This remote actually looks like a little iPod, because
it
looks like a small iPod, but it's not. It has the same screen. It looks like the same menu layout of a little LCD screen.
Almost identical. Yeah. It mimics the iPod. Any of your dockable iPods dock into an AV, this dock, which is AV. It comes with S-Video on the back, plugs into your TV or your receiver. I'm not using it for video.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, it links to your library. I mean, immediately. There's no lag.
And now one of the things is that you don't have to look across the room to the small little iPod screen. It's right there.
And this is color LCD up to 150 feet. These guys were telling me they were getting 200 to 300 feet. It all depends upon
how much interference there is.
Do you have thick cement? Also works outside. So that's the beauty of RF. It's not affected by light, where
stucco.
Infrared is.
Yeah.
So it's called TuneView. It should be up on the site tonight, TuneView. Go to keyspan.com. It's $179.95. I'm telling you, this is the cat's meow for anyone.
It's sort of the Bang & Olufsen sort of remote.
Absolutely.
It's really nice looking.
And
it's great.
It uses two AA batteries, plus it's firmware upgradable via mini USB. You plug that into your Mac, downloads the latest firmware. Their latest, in the next month, there's going to be a firmware upgrade, I believe, and it's going to be very cool.
Well, this will also be able to, this won't work with, say, for instance, the iPod Hi-Fi, or does it have a little digital video out?
No.
Oh, okay, so you have to have come analog out.
It plugs, into your receiver, the audio out.
But you could go analog into a Hi-Fi.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just couldn't use the dock.
But I think it's cool. Actually, it's the second one that I've seen on the market, but it works out of the box. All the cables, the only thing that's not included is the S-Video cable, because that costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
they
the way
do.
It is.
They're pricey, especially good ones.
Yeah. So we're going to be giving one of those away during the holiday season, probably over the next couple weeks, to a lucky listener.
Yippee! Yay!
I know.
Yeah. So well, if Scott
free
buys
stuff.
If Scott buys the raffle tickets, he'll win all of them.
And then, I never win nothing, man. And
then, you did at the last Super Bowl. I mean, you won
everything. I didn't win anything good. I wanted that Tascam board, man, and I got a bottle of rum
and
a bunch of other garbage.
Also, I wanted to mention there's a new video download service called Easy Takes. EZTAKES.com. I just spoke with the CEO this morning. For all you folks that need independent video and short films and stuff that you cannot find on iTunes, because there's a lot that are still not available on iTunes. Mac, PC, OS X, out of the chute. This thing is cool. Go to easytakes.com from $7.99 to $19.99. I just downloaded a French film.
You can get Toxic Adventure. Toxic Avenger.
I know.
Yeah, you can get Cannibal the Musical.
Yeah, we're going to have
Foghorn Leghorn.
Toxic Avenger is sweet, man. That's a great film.
All right, a lot more cool Mac picks next week.
There you go, Sam Levin, cool Mac picks. You are listening Inside Mac Radio. Next up, we're going to have Gary Bart. Gary is the CEO of Extreme Mac. We're going to talk to Gary about the whole theory behind where he thinks things are going with audio on the iPod, this portable media stuff, and some of the goodies he makes. So we'll be right back.
Creative Planet Communities present the Digital Production Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Production, post-production, distribution. What's really happening now and in your digital future? The Digital Production Buzz, live Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. Archives and podcast immediately after.
Momentum for your Macintosh.
Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Record of your call.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by the official storage provider of the Inside Mac show, FirmTech. If you want the coolest true SATA backplane, real high speed, no interconnect SATA storage,
planet.
Really cool stuff they have. Interface cards for PowerBooks.
Yeah.
With a PCMCI card, they have the Express 34 cards for the MacBook Pro, G4, PCI Express, PCIe, all the kind of cool stuff. Just check them out over at FirmTech. It's FIRMTEK, FirmTech.com. Right now, I'm here with Gary Bart. Gary is the CEO of Extreme Mac, and we sort of want to talk today about, the whole audio trends for iPods accessories. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. So tell us about, give us a little background on Extreme Mac before we go any further.
Well, we've been around basically since the inception of the iPod. We were one of the first companies to come out with an iPod case back at Macworld 2002. I remember people coming by our booth with their iPods in socks and buying a case, throwing the sock in the garbage can and walking off. That was pretty incredible in those days.
It's come full circle now. Now we have socks now, right?
Yeah. when that came out, actually.
That's right.
And I thought it was a joke. Anyway, go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, so, we basically got our start in cases and doing things like car chargers and so on. And, of course, as the market continued to evolve and other companies started entering the market, in order to stay competitive and continue to excite the market, we had to move into other areas. And did a lot of things in FM transmitters and other types of small devices like that. And now we've moved very heavily into the audio space.
Well, what's like your strongest part of the iPod business? Is it cases, or is it like things like the add-on accessories, are they equally balanced right now?
Well, I would say over the last 12 months, it's been the add-on accessories. The case market continues to become more and more diluted. There's obviously a lot of people making cases, and there's very little barrier to entry into that part of the market. And so it's interesting. Cases as a whole has been a big part of the business, but really the real velocity that in our business today is in the add-ons and in the speaker segment.
So what are you most excited about, Gary, of all your, the last 6 months, I guess the last month, we could say?
Well, as we head into this holiday season, the thing that we're really excited about is Luna, which is our alarm clock that we just released. And this is going to be a really exciting product for us. We've got a very innovative approach to an alarm clock. Forget the fact for a moment that it's built for iPod. Just the alarm clock concept itself in Luna is menu-driven. And that opens up all kinds of ways for us to give the user control over the whole alarm clock experience.
So you don't have to sit
there. It really makes for a terrific experience compared to anything else that's on the market right now.
So does this also integrate with iCal? So you could actually, or doesn't integrate with iCal,
so
could actually like have iCal set up the alarm clock and you could just type into the computer like wake up call at 10 and then sync.
I think that would be a great future capability.
Apple has to open up APIs for that.
That's right.
And until they do that, they can't have access to it.
Oh, okay. Simple so this actually is the alarm is actually built in the dock itself.
That's correct. Okay. And it runs much like the iPod interface does. It's menu-driven. It allows the user to go in and select multiple alarms and do more sophisticated things like volume ramping that you control over a set period of time as the alarm goes off, going to sleep to gradually decreasing volume, being able to have the brightness set at either full intensity when you wake up, for example, or completely off when you go to bed. This is something that a lot of users have been complaining about with some of the other products that are on the market. Almost everybody has to turn their alarm clock to the wall or, you know, cover the display with something because it's so bright at night.
Gary, I got to tell you, that is a huge issue for me. I know it's a big pet peeve. Everyone's designed cool Uber features, then they leave this really bright blue light on.
Keeps you up all night.
Which, what do you do in a total darkness, your eyes straight exactly to the brightest light? And I don't get it. I have to cover it up with black tape. That's what I do with a lot of these devices because they're.
And I could go to sleep. I don't care how bright it is.
Yeah,
I
can't deal with that.
Go to sleep right now.
So I'm actually glad Extreme is very, very focused on details like this because it makes a big difference for people like myself. And I think for a lot of other people, they just don't speak up and talk about it. I do.
Well, with Luna, we really kind of took a fresh approach to everything about an alarm clock. And, you know, one of the things that's always bothered me about alarm clocks is there's always a million buttons, and they're on the top, they're on the back, they're on the sides. Everyone's different. You have no idea, you know, how to configure everything. And when you get it all set up, I'm sure every one of us have done this, you go ahead and you set the alarm a few minutes ahead and test it just to make sure that it's going to go off correctly. And we built in some pretty smart features, like when you're done configuring your alarm for the morning, you can just go to preview, which is right in the alarm menu, and actually experience what the alarm's going to do in the morning. So if you have volume ramping set, you can listen to the volume ramping. If it's going to play iPod, you'll hear the iPod play. If it's going to do one of the ring, you know, the buzzer tones that we have included, you'll hear that. So just a lot of smart features that are enabled because we've got this menu-driven system, which is really what makes it unique.
It's almost like some of the cell phones.
I'm sorry?
It's almost like some of the cell phones that have enabled that.
Correct. And then you couple that with really outstanding audio performance. So the sound quality of Luna is incredible. It's good enough to be used anywhere in the house as an audio system. So I'm excited about it. It's going to be in Apple stores in just a couple of days. So along with our Tango on speaker system that's now in the Apple store, it should be a very good holiday for us.
I could have sworn I was at Apple on Wednesday. I could have sworn I seen this in their company store in Cupertino. I mean,
maybe.
I don't know, but it is very cool. Gary, what's the what are you seeing for trends now with people for iPods and people like yourself, third party manufacturers that are, you know, you guys have made all the cases and the headphones and all the cool stuff and all the little trinket $10, $15, $20, $40 items. What do you see now with you guys? I mean, the speaker system's $150, I think, retail, and even more expensive iPod accessories going forward. What's the trends coming here? Do you think that people that, like you said, is everything now pretty much saturated, so the only thing left to really do is really high-end cool stuff?
Well, I don't know that it's a matter of doing really high-end cool stuff, although obviously the opportunity to do that is there. I think it's a matter now of clearly differentiating some of these products, going back and rethinking how we arrived at some of these solutions and trying to make them more sophisticated than the other choices that may be out on the market right now. Obviously, a lot of people are paying attention to the iPod. You know, 5 years ago when we were one of the only couple of companies doing it, you didn't have to do very much to make a successful product. It's not that we weren't trying to be as creative as we could be, but as more and more competition comes to the market, you're forced, if you want to stay ahead of the market, to really come up with some innovative solutions.
What I like about Extreme is that you guys are constantly reinventing and thinking and doing new things. And that's what you're saying, Gary, is that you can't just be stale. I mean, there's a lot of clocks, there's a lot of speakers out there from, you know, $9 to $400, $500.
And but if you want... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And so you're being innovative.
Well, question I got for you is, where do you think this is all headed? I mean, where do you think people are going to be going? What's the kind of the new like niche future applications for the iPod you think are really strong that could develop here?
Well, you know, obviously the video side of this is very interesting. I haven't seen it develop quite as rapidly as I would have thought it had, it would, you know, for example, the small portable video players, you know, the larger screens for the iPod, haven't really seen much uptake yet. I heard some rumor the other day that 1% of people with video iPods are using it to play videos. That sounds really low to me, but until there's a lot more content, I think that side of the iPod's usage is going to, you know, slowly evolve.
So it's really just audio, but even audio, what about the voice recording features that you have? Are those getting to be stronger items that people are doing, like recording lectures and recording, you know, doing like field recording?
Right. Well, we released MicroMemo for the iPod Video, and just now we've released MicroMemo for Nano, for the G2 Nano. And I was amazed, quite frankly, at the volume that these products have begun to see now. And so I think this is something where the iPod really puts people in control of having some other options about some of the things we used to take for granted. I mean, tape recorders were a pretty common item. Handheld recorders were a pretty common item. But those are pretty much gone today. I think this is going to really create a different type of usage for the iPod, and I'm seeing a lot more uptake there than I would have.
Yeah, I got a request for that product, an automatic gain control.
Yeah.
I really want an automatic gain control, AGC.
AGC, but yeah. Also my request, which isn't as important, is the studio. I want to call it the MicroMemo Studio. So it's a stand, all in one. You place your, like a dock. You guys have already done all of it. Just put it all together so you can have it right there in front of you. So
I think that getting it up a little bit higher off the desk is a good idea. Flexible microphone right now allows you to, and it's sensitive enough where you can lay it flat on the desk and then use the flexible microphone to aim it towards you. And that works pretty well.
It
would be nicer if you could get it closer. We just also released a lapel mic for MicroMemo. Both of our MicroMemos have removable microphones, and you can plug in a lapel mic or any other standard microphone.
Gary, we're coming to a break. Hold on one sec. Here you're here with Gary Bart. We're talking about the trends in iPod accessories. We'll be right back.
If you want to keep up with the world of Macintosh, there's only one place that will provide everything you need to know, and always first. MacMinute.com is a leading source for up-to-the-minute Mac news. Updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, MacMinute has all the news and industry information weeks before the magazines. Why be the last to know when Mac news breaks? Visit MacMinute.com.
Inside your life,
business,
your home,
inside
your world. This is Inside Mac
with Scott Shepherd.
With Scott Shepherd.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by our partners, Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine. If you want the number one publication that's been publishing for over 70 years in digital imaging, photography, film, you name it. If you want to learn everything there is to know about the coolest stuff in photography with the $1 million Pop Photo Lab and all the cool stuff they got going, check these guys out over at popphoto.com. We're here with Gary from Extreme Mac. Gary, how do we get more information on Extreme Mac, your guys' website, and all the cool stuff you got going on?
Well, the easiest thing to do is visit our website, www.extrememac.com, and you'll see the latest releases there, Luna, MicroMemo, Tango, and there's a lot of good information on the website. And, of course, we're going to be at Macworld. We've got a large booth right at the entrance, and we'll have all these products on display, interactive presentation on all of these.
Yeah, look, I have another question here for you. What's your thoughts on this whole Zoom thing?
What Zoom?
There you go.
There you go.
See? Some of these other guys that make iPod accessories there in the South, y'all, are starting to make stuff for the Zoom, and it's horrifying. So I thought your stance was that we were going to ask Gary about the Zoom, and you had the correct answer.
What Zoom?
We're
absolutely focused on iPod. We believe that's where the market's going to remain. And if my competition's a bit distracted at the moment, that's a good thing for me.
That's good. And they laid down for the man, and Gary didn't. Right on. Gary,
thanks so much, Gary,
for joining us today, brother. There you go. That was Gary Bart, the CEO of Extreme Mac.
These guys have come back and done some really
cool
stuff.
And they haven't made stuff for the garbage.
No, they're doing
baby Ruth.
Cool stuff. I can't wait to see the Luna. Does it really work? And also, this is going to be their target ad tagline, Sleep Different. What do you think?
Well, that's all right. Yeah, that's cool.
Dude, I just want to sleep. I don't care if it's different, right or wrong, man. And I don't care how bright the display is because I just sleep in the parking lot.
No, yeah, well, it makes a big difference for me. If something is bright, just
hey,
bugs
some
me.
People some people do have tough real issues getting to sleep. So yeah, no real thing there. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Gary Bart. That was cool.
Hey, you
they
know,
do got some nice stuff, you know. And I'm a matter of fact. Under disclosure, I'm using their headphones right now.
Oh, so you dumped your Shure's?
What?
Are they sweet? Are they
no,
good?
I still have the Shure's. I'm using the Extreme Mac headphones. You
are
know
they? Are they?
But
good?
I have special made.
How do they hold up against the Shure's?
These
cool.
are the ones that
the Shure's. They're not.
Well, Shure's are like
the Shure's
for $500. Yeah, $500.
Who makes those, Scott?
These are made by Futurisonics.
Futurisonics.
I got these
that's
from
it.
Actually. Somehow through somewhere, I think from Daniel East.
Yeah.
But I have the inserts that are molded in my ear. Right. These uh-huh. things were good. I use them now every day. I got this new shuffle. I might tell you is the baddest iPod
also,
made.
You also
I'm
have,
sorry, okay? Right. It's so light. It doesn't drag your shirt down when you stick it in your pocket.
Even
a
even
nano
know it's
is
there.
Sort of.
You probably
you can't
wind
know
up,
it's there.
You'll probably wind up throwing that into the wash and it'll get washed because you won't even know it's there.
It's nothing.
It's like it weighs nothing.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Otter will probably come out with a waterproof.
Exactly.
OtterBox. They've done everything waterproof.
Yeah, but then it's
it survives
be, then
the washing machine.
Then it'll turn into some big monster
right.
20 it'll, ounce big plastic
it'll
turd.
Add, yeah, because I mean any
it'll
kind
look
of,
like a Zune.
Any
or something.
Kind of, yeah, exactly.
But I really do like the new shuffle. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I can load it up with like 4 hours worth of podcasts
mm-hmm.
and then just cruise around
yeah.
and do my stuff. And it's what's weird. I only put one earphone in. I leave the other open so I can drive.
Oh.
Okay, I can talk on the phone, but I can listen to podcasts. So I'm walking around the store. Everybody that hangs out with me now is like mad because they're talking to me. I'm not listening to them.
Yeah.
I'm doing stuff. I'm at the store. You know, I'm listening to podcasts. So it's like, hey, man. Oh. Hey, guess what? You're listening to Inside Mac Show. You're here with Scott Shipper, Brad Wright. Next up here, and Sammy was in today. Sam, thanks for joining us with this hour.
You got it.
I
thanks,
think you're
guys.
Splitting now,
more,
but
more next week.
Sammy will be back later. And there we go. We had Philip Hodges on, Andy Shallot, Sam Levin, Gary Bart from Extreme Mac. Next up, we're going to have in our second hour, we're going to talk about some guys that are using iPods to help kids in special education. We're going to have Jane Elson on, the editor of Design Tools, Shelley Hall from Cork, all kinds of great stuff. So you are listening to the Inside Mac broadcast radio program. For more information, just pop on over to InsideMacRadio.com or if you're listening to this show on your radio when you get home, just go over to iTunes, grab it. It's cool stuff. We'll be back in a moment. Do you want to find Macintosh software updates faster? Do you want to do this without paying a yearly fee or a site bogged down with tons of advertising? Do you want your software update site to offer you a free membership featuring custom watch lists, email update notifications, custom layouts, and more? Do you want to have the latest 15 Macintosh software updates streamed to your menu bar? Now, do you really want to know who this great website is for the best Macintosh software updates on the planet? It's MacUpdate.com. Check out MacUpdate. Visit www.macupdate.com.
Inside Mac.
Welcome to the Inside Mac radio program. We take a lighthearted look at all things Macintosh. This is the only program you're going to hear anywhere on this blue planet of ours about the Macintosh on terrestrial radio, the number one program on the Mac. You can check it out over at InsideMacRadio.com. You're here with Scott Chip and Brad Wright. Brad, how are you doing today?
It's Scott. Hey, my mic's working. Cool.
Yay!
Hey,
this is good stuff, man. We are on the air here. We've been talking about great stuff. This is hour two of the Inside Mac radio program. And our first hour, we had some great guests. We had Philip Hodges doing the digital production post news of the week. So this is post. If you don't know, this is about video production and video work on the Macintosh.
Well, kind of producing anything, you know, any kind of digital content. You know,
yeah,
it's
so
all digital.
Anything that's pretty much motion graphic stuff.
Or just photos or anything.
Yeah, but, you know.
Photos, video, pictures of your dog and your family,
that's
morphing
it.
Your picture of your dog and
Halloween,
your kid, you
yeah.
know, that kind of thing.
We talked about a deal going on with our buddy Rob Schraub that's got a discount going on.
Yes, really go out and help Rob out. You know, these guys do great videos. A lot of filmmakers out there. Rob is one of the most tremendous filmmakers, I think, on the planet. Not tremendously well known. Go check him out over at www.robschraub. That's Schraub is spelled SCHRAB.com. He's got a special on his two series that he did, Twigger's Holiday and Ringwald and Molly, $32. Go out, go check it out, go get it now. Otherwise, it'll cost you $40 at the after Christmas. So go get it. Go help him out. You know.
You know what's interesting is, you know, he did all these shorts for Tenacious D.
Yeah.
And his shorts are better than the movie.
Well, you know, the Tenacious D movie was really, really good. I went and gone and saw it before it got kicked out of the theaters because it wasn't doing too well in the theaters. And,
oh, it's doing great, but
and it wasn't. They spent 5 years on it. It was a tremendous effort. Liam Lynch is an awesome director. I mean, everybody in the film was awesome. Go see it alone just for the first 5 minutes of Ronnie James Dio coming to life out of a poster.
I think. Dude, I got to see that. I am going, okay?
and just
that, or hopefully
Black
it'll be on iTunes soon.
Jack Black is amazing, amazing talent. I think if you see this movie, you'll just be like blown away. You'll go, that guy is crazy. He's nuts. He's absolutely probably one of the finest guys out there working in Hollywood entertainment today.
Yeah, he's crazy cat.
Oh, he's awesome. Yeah, I think he's probably of an actor, a guy that has so much range, so much things that he can do. I mean, singing is amazing in the song in this movie. You have to see it just for that.
Yeah,
but you got to see it, otherwise you're going to be buying it on DVD because it's going to be kicked out of the theaters really quick.
Yeah, but I want to see Ronnie James come out of the poster, dude. That
yeah,
is me.
Yeah.
I'm
so you
on
better,
that.
So you got to get it when you're out this week and you're traveling. You got to get to a theater. There's only 2,000 theaters showing it in this country, so you got to look. You got to go to newmovies.yahoo.com and find your zip code where it's playing.
I'm thinking it's going to be on iTunes pretty soon.
It's not likely unless the movie studio that they're with, New Line, comes out with a movie service for it, which we don't know anything about.
Oh, that's right, because yeah. There's no...
Because it's not Disney.
I forgot.
It's not Disney, yeah. If it was Disney, it would be a slam dunk. It'd be easy, but yeah.
If it was Disney, they wouldn't have done the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Disney. Yeah, Disney might have a problem with the content, possibly. I would think so, you know? A couple of rockers doing the rocking thing and meeting Satan. Yeah,
bacon.
A problem with it.
Yeah, not
the
cool.
Bacon and
not
Satan.
Not cool.
Bacon and Satan. It's like shake and bake.
Not
Satan
a Disney
bake.
Thing. Not a Disney thing. That's okay, though, you know?
Yeah.
Just use your discretion and view wisely.
Yeah, it's not for kids. Don't take your kids to see the Tenacious D movie. It's just not for them.
You didn't take your kids with you?
You know, I
come on,
I have that.
Chicken.
Yeah, I know. You know, I should expose them to the world, but they are only 3 and 6, or 7, actually.
Or your wife.
Or my wife.
Hey, you didn't take your wife either, did you?
I didn't take my wife. No, she knew better. She would not sit through that kind of thing.
Chicken.
Yeah, I know. But go check it out. And also go check out robschraub.com. Great guy. He did all the shorts for the website. And he also did Heat Vision and Jack, which is a great little pilot that is a link off from his site to check it out. That one is with that's with Rob Black. It's awesome stuff. That's great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go help him out.
Cool
man.
Stuff. This guy's rock. Check it out. Next up here, we're going to talk about learning disabilities and how they're using iPods actually to help kids out that have, you know, learning problems.
Yeah.
As you looked at it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll tell you more about that when we started the segment.
That's
yeah.
it. We'll be right cool. back. You're listening to Inside Mac.
Thanks so much for listening to Inside Mac Radio. Isn't this great? Hey, it's David Lawrence, and I'd love if you would listen to my podcasts as well. I've got two of them. One is a podcast for my countdown show, the Net Music Countdown. You can get it at feeds.feedburner.com/NMC. And then I have a second one for those of you that listened online tonight or the David Lawrence show. We've got the nightly podcast, and that you can pick up at feeds.feedburner.com/PN. So there's two of them for you. And now, back to more of Inside Mac Radio.
Macintosh for the new millennium.
This is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac. Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by our friends over at American Photo, the coolest magazine if you're looking to do, you know, they have lots of cool artsy stuff, photographer overviews, and, you know, just a lot of cool stuff. So check it out over at popphoto.com, or you can go to AmericanPhotoMagazine.com. It's pretty clean stuff there. Hey, Art, can you turn up Brad's mic?
My mic there. All right. There we go. Fantastic.
Yay,
thank you, Art. I'm back.
We're having fun today. Yay.
Oh, yes.
We're having fun. I'm going to go buy me a Zune and then cut my throat. So we were going to have these guys on. I guess we'll talk about it because,
yeah.
You know, they just gave us the wrong phone number, and the dude's, I don't know.
Yeah,
what's
we were going to,
I don't even want to even say it. Whatever. But you looked at the deal. Tell them about it. This is LMM Elementary School. This is some school
system in
Iowa.
Well, this is kids with special ed, and they're actually using iPods to allow the kids to take tests and as part of their curriculum, because these are kids that have learning difficulties and problems. And, you know, I'm sort of a... I don't have any, you know, I sort of really feel for these people, because one of my cousins actually has, one of his boys is actually autistic, and he's one of my first cousins, of course, and we did grow up with him, and it is really tough. One of our friends also has a child that they adopted from China that also has autism. It's a really serious problem. It's a real epidemic in this country right now. And I think I think there is a reason why it's so high and so difficult right now. Why so many kids are experiencing it. But anything that they can do to help these kids, I am completely for. And I see it, you know, I've seen firsthand what these parents have to go through and in helping their kids. And I really feel for them. You know, I mean, I just know offhand what this is like.
Yeah, it's a bummer deal. Yeah. So
I mean, I'm just happy my kids are as normal as they are for having me and my wife as their parents. You know, yeah. I think they're lucky that they're not completely screwed up. As, you know, they're not really messed up big time having both of us, the obsessive compulsive parents.
now these guys, they use these things to help them read and test dyslexic kids that have this problem. Yeah, you looked at their video, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a little bit of it in. And it's pretty cool. You know, it looks like it is a way that they can, you know, reach out to these kids and really help them. It's interesting because, you know, before you had things like the iPod, it was very difficult to play back audio, you know, specific audio, get an audio playing device for people or for, you know, applications. But you've got one now that you're sitting there, it's on your shirt, and it costs you $79.
Yeah.
And so it opens up the possibility of doing a lot more with, you know, whether it becomes special education, whether it becomes lectures, whether it becomes anything that's not necessarily related just to listening to music and baking, as like we said, the Tenacious D movie, baking right. And listening to music. That's not related to that. It you can do quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, the other thing's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you like conduit. Hey, Conduit. Whoa. Hey, you know, you're listening to Inside Mac Radio. We talk about all things of Macintosh, and right now we're talking about these guys in Iowa that are using iPods to help dyslexic, you know, kids learn how to read and test and do these cool things. You know, they have their own, their actual own channel through this iPod University gig on iTunes. So the school has their own little, you know, artist page type deal going on iTunes, and it's got all their content up there, and even some of the kids at school, I guess, are actually creating content now.
Yeah.
They're putting this up.
That's cool. Well, you know, that is one of the interesting things about autism is that kids that are not very strong in, they're strong in other ways. You know, they might have incredible memories. They might have other skills with music and whatnot, but they just don't have the skills that we're used to and that can make them, you know, that can make them independent in their own world. But they have other skills like music. It seems to be some really strange thing that's involved in autism. They have music and memory abilities. They're just beyond what normal people have.
Drop us an email if you want to check more of this stuff out. Drop us an email over at radio@insidemac.com, and we'll send you the link, because it's really some long .mac homepage deal, and if I told you, you'd forget about it before I even finished it. So if you want to find out more about what these guys are doing over at LM Elementary School and all the cool stuff they're doing with Iowa with the you know, the kids that need learning help and using the iPods, is pretty cool. Check it out. Drop us a line, radio@insidemac.com. Right now, we have Jay Nelson. Jay is the editor-in-chief of Design Tools Monthly, and Jay's going to come on, and he's got some tips going here for like a holiday buyer's guide for cats that are designers and into doing cool design
stuff. What's going on in there back
there?
How's
it going, man?
It sounds like a dog and a you, and what's going on by the phone? We have to bring up the level here. We're down, you know?
Hey, Jay, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, Scott. How you doing?
Good. So tell us, give our listeners a background on Jay Nelson and Design Tools Monthly.
Okay, the quick one. For the last 14 years, we've been writing a special, condensed executive summary of all the news for graphic designers. And it's a newsletter, comes out every month, and we collect freeware, shareware fonts and stuff and pick out the best stuff and put it on our website for our subscribers to download.
Now, in the known universe, is there a font created every nanosecond, would you say? I mean, there's like a font for everything, isn't there?
Yeah, pretty much. It's yeah, and, you know, a lot of them are worth a nanosecond of your time, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, we try to go out and find the best ones we can and bring them to our subscribers.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing is that there are so many neat little customized fonts, like the Halloween Dripping Blood font and things like that, that are just fantastic. What are some of the, you know, what are some of the unique things other than fonts that you have on your site?
Oh, well, the website is mainly just a big poster for people to come and see what we do so they can subscribe to the service, you know. But we have a password-protected area for subscribers. We call it the software closet. And there we collect updates and bug fixes and just the best utilities that graphic designers might want to use in their workflow to speed things up, some extensions and plugins and you know, stuff like that. And we throw in a few fonts just for fun.
Now, coming up here in the next segment, Jay, we're going to start talking about your holiday gift guide for designers because there's some smoking deals going on right now. But before that, last time we saw you, we were at Graph Expo in Chicago about a month ago.
Yeah.
Maybe a little over a month now, but pretty close to about a month. What was your chief takeaway from Graph Expo for the whole design and print community? Did you see anything there that was that cool, that really just sparked your interest that you think are, you know, listeners want to hear about?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, you know, they divide that show up into one big giant area full of hardware and, you know, people trying to sell you giant equipment and stuff. And the other part is all the software geeks running around trying to do their deals. What did I see? Well, Quark was doing a good show with Quark Express 7 out there. I thought that was real impressive.
Is Quark starting to make a big comeback now in the print world? I mean, you think it's like, is it InDesign? I mean, are they now starting? I mean, InDesign actually always has been like targeted towards more of the smaller independent people, whereas Quark has been the established, you know, the big guys.
Yeah, it's hard to really get a finger on that whole thing, or a finger. It's hard to it's a thumb.
It doesn't matter what you put on it. Just
it's hard to get a toe on there. No, it's hard to figure it out because Quark's a privately owned company, and so they don't publish numbers. You know, they don't have to, while Adobe does. You know, so Adobe makes a bigger noise about how well they're doing. You know, just because they have people expecting that kind of news. But as far as what I can tell from the industry, Quark Express is still hanging on very strongly to its established user base. There's a bunch of people that switched to InDesign, which actually makes sense. I mean, if you've got a monopoly for 10 or 15 years on a market, you're going to have a whole bunch of people using your product who basically don't want to. You know, they wish there was another product they could use. And so when Adobe came along with a really great Adobe InDesign, that meant that a lot of folks could switch over and be real happy about it, and I think that's fantastic.
Jay, we're coming to a break. Hold on here with Jay Nelson, the Editor-in-Chief of Design Tools Monthly. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Holiday Buyer's Guide for Designers. We'll be right back.
The Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California is home to the world's largest collection of computer-related artifacts, including rare and one-of-a-kind objects such as the Apple I, the 20th anniversary Mac, and the Palm Pilot prototype. For tours and events or more information, please visit www.computerhistory.org or call 650-810-1010.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepherd is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by our friends over at Creative Pro. If you want to learn all the cool tips about being a creative professional, you can go on over to creativepro.com. They got some great forums, tips, and tricks, and newsletters, and all kinds of cool stuff. So go check them out. CreativePro.com. We're here with Jay Nelson. Jay is the Editor-in-Chief of Design Tools Monthly. And right now, we're going to talk about Jay's holiday gift buyer's guide for the designer. How you doing, Jay?
Real good, Scott.
Tell us, you got a cool list here of a cool, some pretty neat deals here for designers. It's looks like some pretty hot stuff.
Yeah, it's great. I'm kind of surprised. It was an accidental list that popped up just by the stuff I was collecting for the current issue of Design Tools Monthly, but I thought, hey, we should tell the whole world about these, you know?
Yeah.
You want to just go through them?
Yeah, let's go through. Tell us what your picks are for this festive holiday season.
Yeah, well, of the people that want your money, one of them is Lynda.com.
Oh, who are they? We've never talked to them before. They're actually our buddies, yeah.
they're really, I love those guys, but it's Lynda.com. They've got a 50% discount going on through the end of the year for all of their training CDs and DVDs. So you can go to lynda.com, and you have a code you have to put in there when you're checking out. It's HOL 2006 half, HALF.
It's like whole 2006 half,
Right. But it's like holiday 2006.
Yeah, holiday,
half.
Yeah.
And by the way, your listeners don't need to remember any of this stuff, I don't think, because I made a special web page at Design Tools that has all these together.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Excellent.
Yeah. But no, I mean, you know, Linda does these really, Linda.com has these really.
Bruce and Linda, yeah.
They've got a, yeah, Bruce and Linda. They got this huge collection of CDs and DVDs and online trainings. It's all the same stuff. For just about every topic you can imagine for someone who uses a Macintosh, everything from, I think, the Microsoft products, you know, all the way up through the website design and video production. So they're worth checking out. The other, is that good? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. What's next?
Okay. On1 Software has 50% off of their Photoshop plugins, which includes Genuine Fractals, Mask Pro, PhotoFrame Pro, and IntelliHance Pro. You can just go to on1software.com.
Now, what does Mask Pro do?
Because,
I mean, I sweat over trying to make masks so much. I mean, I'm in the most difficult thing in the world.
That's a good idea. Well, okay, so the latest version of Photoshop has a way for you to extract the background off, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And it works pretty well, but Mask Pro is much more powerful. You set up keep and remove colors, and so you say, you know, these are the colors I want to keep, and these are the colors I want to remove, and then you sort of drag along around the edges of the thing you're trying to outline, and it actually removes the background color from the pixels in the percentage that they exist in those pixels, so you get like a semi-transparent thing going on.
Sort of blends the edges in nice and smooth,
mm-hmm.
rather than just a hard, jaggedy, nasty.
Right, so when you take that and plop it onto some other background, it looks relatively real, you know.
Yeah,
and if you're very careful, it can be completely real.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, so they got that, and some other plugins that are all going 50% off.
Yeah,
that's a good deal.
What's next?
That is a good deal. What else have they got? They got a deal going on. Yeah, same On1 Software has a deal going on for QX Tools Pro. It's an extension for Quark Express 7. Adds about 12 new features to it. They're taking $60 off of that. It's now $99.95.
Nice.
Yeah, they got amazing.
You can almost save enough to buy a shuffle.
On most of these you can, yeah. That's good, and I kind of like the QX Tools product just because they asked me to do the tips part of it. So every time you launch Quark Express, you get a tip by me about Quark Express 7, so that's kind of fun.
Cool. What's next?
Gluon, another extension for Quark Express 7, Pro Pack 7. It's $129 instead of $199, and that adds a whole another batch of abilities to Quark Express that you just couldn't even imagine. I list all those features on our website if someone wants to check it out at www.design-tools.com/bargains. Just put that up there this morning.
That is cool. Jay, we're coming up to a break here in about 40 seconds, so when we come back, let's hit on some more of these cool, there's some cool holiday stuff. We'll give the website out again, and then maybe you can throw us a bone here, maybe some kind of tip for a designer that... that you just have...
That might help them, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure Jay's got 15,475 tips.
Billions and billions.
We're going to talk about Jason because I think he's done even actually some training for Linda, so... Give him a little plug on that deal because, you know, the Linda stuff's great. Plus, you know, you can go online and just subscribe to their deals like $20-$30 a month.
Yeah.
And it's all you can eat. It's pretty cool. Hey, we'll be right back. You're listening Inside Mac.
When it comes to product development and the strategic direction of your business, not everyone can offer you a crystal ball. At the industry measure, formerly Trendwatch Graphic Arts, we're not clairvoyant, but soon it may seem that way to you. With extensive market surveys in the field at least 6 times a year, the industry measure delivers you reliable, projectable market data that makes growing your business seem magical. Digital printing, variable data printing, employee retention, overseas outsourcing, new media, investment projections in the creative, printing, internet, and publishing markets. The industry measure reports the variables that ensure your business never becomes a vanishing act. We measure the information you need in a wide variety of market reports, atlases, special and mini reports, on time and on budget. Hocus pocus? No, just focus. Visit theindustrymeasure.com, your industry data resource. The Industry Measure.
Informal, informative,
in front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by the official printers of the Inside Mac show, is Printing for Less. You can check these guys out. They got Grank stuff. They're real ink on paper offset printers. Check them out, printingforless.com. So we're here with Jay Nelson from Design Tools Monthly, but also we have a special guest. Actually, Shelly's with us early. We're here with Shelly Hall also. She is from Cork. The next segment, Shelly's going to be talking about the Cork Interactive Designer, but I wanted to put Shelly and Jay together because they're buddies, and we want to talk about more Cork stuff. Hey, how you doing, Shelly?
I am great. How are you today?
Good, and you're on with Jay Nelson.
Excellent. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Shelly.
What's going on?
That just sounds cool a little stuff. Too happy so, right now.
Here we go. Now we have the two kings of Cork on the horn.
King and queen, mind you.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry.
We blew that one. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
The monarchs of Cork.
Tell us something cool about Cork. Tell our listeners something cool about Cork.
Oh, my God. Our release this summer from Cork Express 7, it's been our most significant release ever. Sales are going out the roof. More and more people are, you know, moving up to Cork Express 7 every single day. There were so many people, you know, that still hadn't updated their OS. But Cork Express 7 is even a more compelling reason to, you know, take that big jump to OS 10 and get your equipment and get your software in shape. And Cork Express 7 can really help people get there, too.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, the amount of equipment that's still out there that can run OS 9 is, well, I don't think there really is. Apple doesn't sell a piece of equipment that can run OS 9 anymore.
No,
I don't think
not
they don't
anymore.
They don't exist anymore. So you pretty much have to either scrounge for parts to keep your old OS 9 alive, or you got to take your path towards the future.
You got it, and that's exactly what Cork wants to help folks do with their workflows is move toward future, and that's why, as I'd mentioned, Cork Express 7 is the most significant release in our history. It's so feature rich and workflow fluent, and it's just an amazing application. Plus, we released Cork Interactive Designer and a Cork Print Collection, Cork Express Server 7. We are just off the map, you know, with our updates, and it's about time. And we've got a great new CEO at Cork who is going to lead the way for us. He comes from Arbortext and from GE, and he's got this amazing background. And he sees our future, and
he's from GE. He's going to be like Mr. Neutron, Jack Welch.
Well, actually, this guy he was president and CEO of Arbortext, and as you know, Arbortext is a company that major XML development for publishing. And think of that in relationship to where you can take with Cork Express.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, actually, I like the whole idea of going in the open direction to be able to extend the product through standard APIs.
We play well with others. You know, it's a past. I mean, I don't mean to bring up the past. You know, we're well over that. But in the past, you know, sometimes we didn't play so well with others. And, you know, our sandbox is wide open now. It's like, come on and play. We'll share. And it's a really great change, and I'll tell you, I've been with Cork going on three years now. Been using the product since, goodness gracious, 88, and I couldn't imagine there being a better opportunity for me in this industry right now than right where I am with Cork.
Yeah, what do you think, Jay?
Well, when I saw that Ray came on board as president, I did a bunch of research to find out who is this guy. And it was pretty impressive to me, too, because he took Arbortext from being one of the players in the XML and that whole field into being the dominant player. And then they got bought. You know, he basically took them to a place where they were big enough for someone to be interested in them. So I think he can do a good job over at Cork.
And he was actually named Forbes 2005 Entrepreneur of the Year.
That's
so how
cool.
cool is that?
That is cool. Jay Nelson, how do we get more information on Design Tools Monthly?
www.design-tools.com/bargains if you want to see the stuff I talked about so far. Are we going to talk some more?
Yeah, we're going to talk some more. You guys hold on. We're coming back. We're here with Jay Nelson and Shelly from Cork, so don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Cork's new interactive designer.
You know where you want to go. The challenge is getting there. That's why AGFA has developed innovative solutions that address your current needs while preparing your business of the future. Our chemistry-free CTP is one example. Effortless workflow software and high-productivity inkjet printing are others. We develop technology with your goals in mind because our goal is to help you arrive at your destination efficiently and profitably. Stay ahead with AGFA. Visit agfa.com for more info.
Momentum for your Macintosh.
Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
You wish to leave a record of your
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by the Digital Production Buzz. If you want to learn all the cool stuff about digital post-production, cool things with graphics, motion videos, just check them out over at digitalproductionbuzz.com. Right now, we're here with Shelley Hall from Cork. Right now, we're here with Jay Nelson Still, our buddy from Design Tools Monthly. Let's talk about Cork Interactive Designer. What is all this interactive stuff?
Oh, my gosh. Cork Interactive Designer is an optional module for Cork Express 7 that extends the capabilities of Cork Express to allow designers to bring motion, sound, and interactivity to their designs, and finally to output to Swift, more commonly known as Flash format. Can you believe it? In Cork Express?
That is crazy. You would actually have the Flash format even talking to Cork. Never mind working with it.
It's like we just kind of went, ka-ching.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Took it, you know.
That's pretty good. Is it possible to import any other third party content in as well, or do I just have to have Cork? Or does it only work with Cork at the moment?
No, you can bring within Cork Interactive Designer. You can place other Swift elements. You can import other, you know, movies, Flash elements, all kinds of cool stuff. You can place that in Cork Interactive Designer and then export out and have a Swift shell around the whole thing. So you can bring in all kinds of video, sound, everything. It's creating these completely wild presentations.
What do you think, Jay?
Well, I think it's fantastic for designers, you know, who are always having to make presentations to be able to turn them into something that isn't static, you know, have things moving around on the page, make it more interesting and all that. But it's also fantastic to be able to make little flash animations for websites, you know, or even big flash or entire websites if you want to, just using what you already know in Cork Express plus a few new things in the Cork Interactive Designer palette, you know. What I like about it the best though is that there's no timeline. You don't have to learn all that flash stuff about it. It was always overwhelming to me to look at it personally, but I know how to use Cork Express, and with this new little module. And no timelines. You say, I want this object to go over there, follow this path, and take this long. Thank you very much. You know, and it does that.
Exactly. It's one of the easiest applications. If you know Cork Express, to be able to use the Cork Interactive palette, it's one window. One palette controls all this. And the thing that you have to remember with Cork Interactive Designer is, and I'm going to do my lions and tigers and bears, oh, my thing. This is objects, events, and actions. Oh, my.
Ooh.
And so you have an object. You have to name an element on the page. Say you have a picture box, and you have an image in there. You have to name it. You have to tell it, hey, I want you to be interactive. So you name the object. You tell it what kind of an event is going to interact with it. Is it going to be a mouse over, a click, an entry on a page? And then what kind of action do you want to result from that interaction? So it's so easy. And Sandy Cohen, who is a really good friend of mine, she actually did a review on Cork Interactive Designer, I think it was last month. And she was pretty favorable to it. And she had written me a frantic email, Shelley, I just can't get this. I don't know what's going on. And I wrote her back, and I said, Sandy, think of it this way, objects, events, and actions. And I told her, and she writes back, oh, my God, I've had an epiphany. And she sends me a little file she created for me, and she said, I got it. And talking to you was all it took. And that's how easy it is. I mean, it's people try to make it out to be something so much more complicated than it is. And it's not. It's extremely simple. Thus, the beauty. You've got all these Cork Express experts who are currently designing print material, and they want to use their design skills to create rich, interactive content. You can do interactive tours, online ads, design-driven presentations. Offer $99. Can you believe that too? $99, and you're creating Swift Flash elements right there.
And you could make a killer holiday electronic card too, as well.
That would be fun.
Which definitely,
it is fun.
Now, Jay, where do we get more information on Design Tools Monthly? So, if someone wants to come over, check out your deal, check out the great holiday buying tips that you had, and then when you're done, Jay, Shelley, tell us how we find out more information on this brand new great piece of add-on software for Cork, and where people can actually learn how to be interactive with Cork.
Okay.
Hey, Scott, you know, I got a couple of tips here for you too. I don't know if I have time for that.
Yeah, here, give us a couple tips real quick.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay, this is for anybody who's any Mac user, okay? But, you know, Preview, the application comes with Mac OS X, it'll convert PostScript and EPS files to PDF. So if you don't want to open whatever, you got an EPS file, a logo, you know, something like that, and you need to get it to someone who can't deal with the EPS format very well, you want to make them a PDF, just drop it right onto the preview application, and it'll convert it, and you can save it as a PDF. I think that's a cool tip. And if it's a vector-based EPS, it'll come out as a vector-based PDF, meaning it's resolution independent. It'll print at the resolution of whatever output device they've got. That's one tip. You got time for another?
Yep, we got a couple seconds here left. Go ahead.
Font Book Secrets, okay? The Font Book application. I just found out that there's some really great stuff in there that I didn't even know about. You open Font Book, it lists all the fonts that are currently active. Click on any font and do Command-I, you know, get info. And this whole thing opens up on the side and tells you everything that can possibly be known about that font, including who designed it. A lot of fonts actually have information built into them, you know, text that says, here's how this font got developed, here's the 1895 guy who originally put it together, and here's how it came to be what it is right now. But, you know, it gives you the other stuff like what version number it is and how big it is and all that kind of stuff as well. But I just thought, go have a look. Go to Font Book, pick a font, do Command-I, and you'd be surprised what you see in there.
Hey, Jay, thanks so much. And your website again?
www.design-tools.com.
Cool. Now, Shelley, Cork Interactive Designer.
Yes.
Where do we find this beautiful piece of add-on software? Is there any demos? Is there any deals going on? How can we learn more about Cork and just see what's going on? Because I know you guys have a ton of cool stuff going on.
Well, you can go to Cork.com for one. And right now, Cork Interactive Designer is our featured product on Cork. And you can go into any Apple store, and it's on every single shelf. You can walk in there and just buy it right off the shelf. Tons of resellers. If you go to Cork.com, there is actually my Cork Express 7 video blog that I started doing, which is really cool. And there's two up there right now, my first two editions.
Where is this at?
It's at Cork.com.
Yeah.
There is, when you get to the home page, there we have like four squares that go across the bottom, and it's our Cork Express 7 blog. So if you click on the link to the blog, it'll open up and you'll see my links to my video blog. And there are two episodes up there right now. The first one, episode 1, talks all about Cork Interactive Designer. And episode 2 talks all about the way cool web tools that are in Cork Express 7. Who knew? And you can get all that great information right there at Cork.com. And we will be at Macworld along with you folks. And I will be showing Cork Interactive Designer and web tools a couple times a day in the Cork booth. People can stop by and say hello. And we will also have some show specials going on at Macworld. And also, if you sign up for our webinars, I've got one more left this year on Cork Interactive Designer. I should say one more day on December 15th. Go and sign up and attend my WebEx webinar on getting to know Cork Interactive Designer. It's free, and it's really fun.
That's cool. Hey, Shelley, thanks so much for joining us today. That's cool. It's really nice to see Cork, you know, is coming back around with new cool stuff, and he's cranking things out. It's a great deal. There you go. You had Jay Nelson, the man, the guy over at Design Tools Monthly.
Hey, Scott, I got a 2-for-1 offer. I got a special offer.
Really?
Inside. Yeah.
More stuff.
Exclusive.
It never ends.
Exclusive for Inside Mac Radio listeners. If you want to subscribe to Design Tools Monthly, we'll do a 2-for-1.
Ooh. Really?
Get you and a buddy. Call us. Tell us, you know, that you heard about it on Inside Mac, and we'll give you a 2-for-1. Two of you can sign up for the price of one.
That's a great deal.
That's awesome. Cool. Yeah, cool.
That plus the Cork Interactive Designer, my head would explode. Hey. That's bad.
Awesome. Okay.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
hey.
A lot.
Thanks, Shelley. That was Shelley Hall from Cork, and that was Jay Nelson, the editor of Design Tools Monthly. Great stuff going on there. Pretty cool stuff. I'm digging it.
Yeah, and you know that the Inside Mac drinking game. If you have been playing along, every time we say cool, you have to take a drink. So if you're doing it, yeah,
that is great stuff. That was nice for those guys to join us, take the time out of their weekend to tell us about all the cool things going on. Like I said, that was Jay Nelson. You can find out more information about him over at Design Tools Monthly, and then of course Shelley over at Cork.com. Mm-hmm. Cool stuff.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. So
So you got any trips planned for Disneyland coming up?
I'm going in
2 weeks.
You're going in 2 weeks. Yeah, you're going to be having the crowds, buddy. Both Scott and I, if you don't know the background, both Scott and I are grown men who love Disneyland. And I think I think it's kind of scary. I actually heard that about half of the people that attend Disney World are adults and you know, without kids. So it's actually
quite
scary.
I go to Disney World about 8 or 9 times a year.
Yeah. Yeah. And, so half of their base is actually grown people, grown-ups without children, which is the funnest way to attend Disneyland. I mean, I have kids, so I always know it's a lot more fun when my wife and I go. So it is tough. But yeah, it's great down there. They're doing some good stuff. It's worth checking out if you're a Disneyland fanatic or you get out to Disney World. They're doing some good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is fun. Yeah. I really like it. So, yeah, I'm going to be going, what, in a couple weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
14 through the something.
Yeah.
If I can be busy. Well, I don't think school gets out until the time I split.
Oh, in 2 weeks, it's going to be bad because it basically, they go into holiday mode and
The trees are up and everything's in full holiday swing.
Right? Right now is the lull. So that's the time you want to get in and you want to ride. You can probably do all the rides in about an hour.
I'm the 14th through the 18th, brother. I'm going to be hosed.
Yeah. That's
cool. Well.
Oh, yes. Go to Disneyland.
That is cool stuff.
Yes, go to Disneyland.
Hey, you're listening to Inside Mac Radio Program. You're here with Brad Wright and Scott Shepherd. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We have more cool things about your Mac.
Are you a real estate agent? Then listen up. I've got something for you. NewHomePodcast.com. It's an exciting new way to reach an audience of home buyers that really understand technology and are fascinated with the new podcasts that are springing up everywhere. Now imagine having a dedicated, rabid audience that is in the market to buy or sell a home and wants every edge in getting the latest information. Maybe they're relocating to your area, maybe they're upgrading or downsizing, maybe they're first-time home buyers that are brand new to the process. Well, you can be their guide and do so with professionally produced, up-to-the-minute podcasts that are delivered automatically to their computers and iPods, and that means sales for you. We make it simple. We do all the online setup, all the production, all the delivery of the podcast. All you have to do when you want to do an episode is make a phone call. Now, we do this on a zip code exclusive basis, and zip codes are going fast. So go to the website to see if your area is still available. It's newhomepodcast.com. That's newhomepodcast.com.
Inside your life.
Business.
Your home.
Inside
your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepherd.
With Scott Shepherd.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by OSX FAQ. If you want to get all the great tips and what's going on in Mac OS X, you know, and just have some cool stuff and check it out. Go there every day. There's all kinds of great links to all kinds of stuff all about Mac OS X. So go check it out over at osxfaq.com. So, Brad.
Yeah.
Our next gig here coming up. I mean, pretty soon here, there's going to be, you know, we need to tell people about what's going on. We have taken our feed on iTunes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we've created all that's there now is Inside Mac Radio. That's this Saturday's broadcast show.
That's all you're going to get.
Now, if you want the daily news with Dean Orlando, our talented and lovely host that does the Inside Mac News, that is not Inside Mac Radio, it's Inside Mac News. This is a deal that's in partnership with Mac Minute. You need to go subscribe to her show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on iTunes. And then we've also taken Inside Mac TV and broken out into its own gig, and next week there'll be a separate feed for Inside Mac TV up. And we got a whole bunch of Inside Mac TV stuff we're going to be working on here.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff coming around Macworld where, actually, you should tell them about it. Tell them about the thing we're doing for Macworld.
We got some stuff we're doing with Macworld. We're working with some stuff with some developers, but shooting some video things, and we're going to have a bunch of cool product previews, and we're going to have keynote coverage.
It's going to be a crazy week where none of us are going to get any sleep.
That's right. We're going to shoot 30 segments a day and have Inside Mac TV segments forever. But you can go. And like I said, if you do want our daily news program that's Monday through Friday, we usually deliver it around 2 or 3 a.m. Pacific time,
mm-hmm.
by 6 a.m. Eastern. You can go over. You need to go back to iTunes and resubscribe. You need to subscribe to Inside Mac News if you want that specific podcast. And if you do enjoy and you want the Inside Mac TV program,
yeah,
then you need to go subscribe to Inside Mac TV. And if you don't, well, then you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to take, if you don't have a video iPod or if you don't want to get that feed. Before, we were giving you it all in one feed. Now we're giving it to you a la carte. You know, you can get what you want with, you know, you can take the news, you can take our feed, you can take them all together.
Right. It's so easy to manage on iTunes. So
yeah.
It's
very good.
Pretty fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then what's our next gig here? I mean, we're going to start, we have a bunch of Inside Mac TV things coming up, but really our next thing is Macworld.
Yeah, the Macworld is going to be crazy.
Like, and I said, CES, or CES for a day.
CES for a day. Yeah, no.
I'm tired thinking about it, man. It's crazy.
I know. And you haven't been getting a lot of sleep in the last month or so. So, yeah, you'll be all fired up going into Macworld. It's going to be great.
It is fun, but I'm really looking forward to the Steve Jobs presentation.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sure Apple's going to have some cool goodies.
Yeah, yeah, and this oh yeah, and we should be able to get some interviews and coverage because those guys have been treating us really, really well.
We'll have a bunch of exclusive Apple interviews for Inside Mac TV.
Yeah,
that you'll be able to check out, and you know, it's just going to be pretty fun stuff all in all.
Yes,
you got to love it.
You got to love it because it's coming your way.
It is. I'd like to thank the guests we had today. We got about a minute left here. We had Philip Hodges doing the digital post-production news over at digitalproductionbuzz.com. We had Andy Schaub, the author of the Mac Design Out of the Box Tips book, did his graphic tip of the week about his catalog deal until his voice over IP Vantage phone. Boy, you wish you had copper shallot. you know, called in. Cheapskate.
Yeah, and you know, like, we don't have a 1-800 number, so I don't know what he was thinking.
Right. Well, he can't, you know, he doesn't want to pay he doesn't want to pay for the kappa.
I don't know.
Too expensive to have my line on kappa.
Maybe he's like a Trekkie. He's into tech. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's a Trekkie.
Right. Huh? Sure. And we had Sam Levin, Cool Mac Picks, Gary Bart, the CEO of Extreme Mac. We had Shelley Hall on from Cork, Jay Nelson from Design Tools Monthly. We talked about the guys that are doing the thing in Iowa about their iPods, the kids that need learning help. They're using iPods to learn that kind of stuff. And, you know, just a bunch of cool stuff. So you can find out more information over at InsideMacRadio.com. You can pop on over to iTunes, subscribe to Inside Mac Radio, Inside Mac News, Inside Mac TV, Inside Digital Photo, or another program that's doing quite well.
Yeah.
That's a new gig with Pop Photo and American Photo with us. And, you know, and our sponsors, DVDXDV, Micromat, FirmTech, MCE Technologies, and our media partners, the Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine, American Photo, Printing for Less, Creative Pro, Mac Update, Mac Minute, you name it. Check it out, www.insidemacradio.com.